Sinead Neill Conn.
Constantine Ray, greetings from Monaghan.
Oh, Monaghan, there you go. Big Tom country.
There you go. Yeah, you were only playing him a few minutes ago. He was a Blaney man, wasn't he?
He was Castle Blaney, he was
indeed.
And I'm
in Carrick today.
Carrick Macross.
As locals call it. Yeah, Carrick Macross. It's a lovely, bright, crisp day here. It's very dry and the place is full of Christmas lights and election posters.
Aha.
So it's all go, I suppose, like most towns around the country at this stage of the year
this
stage of the week as well.
Carrick Macross, I think that's Ard O'Hanlon's hometown.
I believe so as well.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's there. There's probably a statue to him or something up there. Is there?
I'll have to go searching. And he was only on last week.
He was only on last. It's all connected. It's all connected. This is the month of Monaghan. Monaghan month on the show today. Today's show and last week's show brought to you by the County of Monaghan. So Carrick Macross, what brings you to Carrick Macross?
Well, what brings me to Carrick Macross is there is a toy library here in the shopping centre on the main street. There are two shopping centres, but it's the old shopping centre that has the toy library in it. So, as you would imagine, like any sort of a library, it's the same sort of an idea. Usually you go to your library and you borrow books for a certain period of time. But what you can do with this library is borrow toys. So they have a fabulous collection. They have over 900 toys in total and they have over 100 members. So people can take out toys and keep them for four toys, I think that's the amount
the limit,
that they can take out in one go and keep them for a 3 week period. Now, if they really do love the toy and want to keep it for a little bit longer, they can renew that subscription. So it's a really good idea.
What a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Such a brilliant idea. And I think it's such a brilliant idea because of a few reasons. Choice. Do you know, 900 toys, you're bound to find something that you like in there. Also, to steer away from people buying things. I think we, as Irish people, we like to own things when it comes to property as well. Mm. And to steer away a little bit from that, that it's a money-saving incentive to be able to borrow. And also you don't have the clutter at home then with all the toys that you do purchase over the years. Mm. So for a few reasons, I think that it's a really good
incentive. The other one is, there's numerous reasons why you do it. But if a child really falls in love with a toy, you might, you'll know then that that's the one. Because I think oftentimes parents, adults, buy toys for children and they just get it wrong sometimes. But if you're able to go and get them from the toy library, bring them home, see them in the home environment, see what's played with, what's not played with, and then you can decide from there. So that's another way of using the toy library, isn't it?
Yeah, and it also reminds me of when I was younger, all I wanted was a keyboard and I was pestering my parents for so long to get me a keyboard and I got the keyboard and I'd say I played it for about a week or attempted to play it and it was put up into the wardrobe then and it was a lovely gift and it was an expensive gift as well. So, yeah, I'm with you on that it's a trial period.
Yeah, yeah. So the toy library in Carrick Macross and you're going to meet Jill, who's one of the founders there later on. And on the way up, you met people and you asked them what?
Well, I asked them, what is or what was your favourite toy? And I met a family first. The mother's name was Sinead, and this is how she answered that question.
Loved Barbie as a kid. Wasn't lucky enough to have the Barbie dollhouse, but did have a lovely horse. But I accidentally fell and broke the horse's leg in the back garden. So, yeah, it has to be Barbie. My next door neighbour had every accessory for Barbie. So I just used to go in and play with her Barbie dream house. And she had the car and the camper van. So, yeah, I just had the three-legged horse.
Three-legged horse, yeah.
That's bringing back memories because I remember our cousins, their neighbour used to have a fabulous Barbie collection. When we'd go to visit them, from time to time, we'd see her in her collection as well. Barbies. And that was a popular one in our house as well.
Do you know, Sinead, in our, you know, back in the day, and a lot of people would have been in the same situation, you only got one toy for Christmas. That was just one toy. Like, things have changed so much.
Totally, but it's a good idea. You appreciate it then, you know? Anyway,
I suppose they're more available and cheaper now than they were. And so that was Sinead, the mum. And then the dad's name was...
Well, the dad's name was David.
Right, and then the son...
And their son's name was Leo, and this is Leo
the
now.
Hot Wheels, and I like to play with it. It's a thing with a big garage and lots of cars.
How many cars?
62.
62?
Wow. And who do you play with when you play Hot Wheels?
With my daddy and my mammy.
And do you know what you want for Christmas, or is it too early to ask the question?
A Hot Wheels car and a football and a prize.
How cute. That's a prize.
That's a prize. It's a prize. That's great. That's lovely. What age do you reckon Leo is?
I'd say Leo was about 4 years of age.
Yes, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hot Wheels, he was certainly taken with that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He had it as his favourite toy, and he also wanted more accessories for Christmas.
And a prize.
Prize. And a football.
Yes, yeah. So David's the dad.
Uh-huh. I was big into wrestling, so the wrestling ring, the figures, everything that came with it was brilliant.
Do you remember Stretch Armstrong?
Yes, and I remember seeing that being around the house when I was quite small at the time.
And a lot of the time it's what your brothers or your siblings have that you want.
Exactly, they influence you on what you want. It's also good because obviously they can be passed down to you as well. You know,
yes,
way.
Recycling, yes. Mm-hmm. So thanks mm-hmm. to Sinead, Leo and David there, that family.
Yeah. Next up, I met a young girl. She was 8 years of age and her name was Treaty.
My pink monkey, that when I press it, it makes like some noise that I could annoy people with.
What kind of a noise?
Like...
And who do you annoy with it?
My whole family.
Yes, an annoying noise.
Yeah. What about teddies? Did you have many teddies?
No.
Growing up?
No, no teddies at all.
Really?
No.
Like soft toys at all?
None.
Wow, and why was that? Was it? It wasn't a conscious decision
no,
that you didn't
poor.
Like them? No,
we were very poor.
Okay. you were one of nine, is that right?
You're one of nine. No, we never wanted for anything, but I just wasn't a fan of soft toys.
Okay.
Now, somebody, my mum might text in and contradict me and say I had a teddy bear, but I've no memory of a teddy bear. So that was Treaty and her pink monkey. Who's next?
Next up is John.
My all-time favourite toy would have to be the Action Man, especially the Action Man that had the moving eyes. It's one of the old-school ones. I remember back in the day as well, you used to be able to buy all the extra clothes and all that in the pawn shops. Not Euroland, pawn shops. Sticking on the parachutes, sticking them out the attic window, throwing them down onto the front lawn. Like, great memories.
And would he play with Barbie and other toys that maybe siblings would have had?
Oh, definitely not. Jeez, no. Just Action Man. He's not going to be playing with any Barbies or anything like that. Like, you know, no. This guy's rough as nails. Like, just him and the other army men, like, messing around, having fun, like, you know.
Come on, John. What a ridiculous question, Sinead.
No, it's not. We used to do that. I'd take my brother's little figurines and play with my Barbies with them and we'd have a whole family then.
Right.
I'm sure others did it as well.
John's very funny. Now, who's next?
Well, I met a mother and daughter next. We'll hear Ava first, the daughter. She's 10.
Rollerblades, because I like to skate in my back garden on them. They're like black. I have like these beads that I can put on them to like customize them.
Did it take you long to get used to them?
No, because when I was 6, I got a pair of roller skates from my uncle, and I kind of just knew after a while when I got them.
She wore down the wheels of them, so we had to buy brand new wheels.
So that's a good sign that you really enjoyed rollerblading.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Ava.
Mm, she's braver than me, that's for sure. The rollerblades, they're tricky to perfect the art of rollerblading.
No, I didn't have those either before you ask. Didn't have any rollerblades.
Sorry, no. I won't ask any more questions about your youth growing up.
My favourite present was a red hand truck. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. Just to bring
kind of like a fire truck?
No. Hand truck. A functional hand truck. You know the L-shaped thing with the wheels at the corner? That you use to carry heavy loads, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't still have it, do you?
No, I don't still have
it. Not somewhere in the attic.
No, it isn't, no.
Because we had a little Thai hand, like a small tractor, and my brother used to teach me how to reverse because you could actually use the steering wheel in it and it would actually turn the correct way as
yes.
if you were driving a normal tractor or a normal vehicle.
Very good.
There you go.
Life mm-hmm. skills. So we heard a bit of Caroline there, Ava's mother, and you asked her as well, what was her favourite toy?
Little Miss Makeup, and she had little hearts on her face. We used to wet a little sponge and put it on her face and the colour would come up on her face and her eyes, you could put makeup on her.
So she was a doll?
She was a doll, yeah. And then the following year, we got Little Miss Dress Up. the first year the toy of Christmas was Little Miss Makeup, and the next year was Little Miss Dress Up, and you'd wet her clothes and her clothes would change colour with a sponge.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How old were you when you had her?
I'd say I was about 7. It was brilliant. I loved it.
There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now they want skincare at 7. And finally, who was the last person you met?
Finally, I met Bernard.
My favourite toy over the 65 years is Scalectric. Ah. 2 cars racing on a car track.
Go on. Did you get hours of enjoyment out of it?
Days, not hours. Days.
And who would you have played with? Was it a 2-person game?
2-person game, but I played on my own.
Aww.
2 hands.
So you were against yourself?
I won all the time. Great memories, yes. Santa Claus got it for me.
Santa Claus, that's great to hear. Thanks, Bernard. Yeah.
Santa's a good man.
I really enjoyed those, Sinead.
Mm.
Yeah, great memories there.
Trip down memory lane, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So you're in Carrickmacross, you're going to the toy library, mm-hmm. and we will talk to you in about 20 minutes' time.
Excellent. Talk to you then.
Thank you. Thanks, Sinead.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sinead Neulachán is up in Carrickmacross. Oh, hello, Carrickmacross. Come in, Carrickmacross.
Hello, Dublin. This is Carrickmacross calling from outside the toy library in the shopping centre on the main street. Sinead here, and I am with the founder and CEO of the toy library. We were inside only a few minutes ago, but as you can probably hear in the background, we had to step outside because the children who are testing the toys, who are considering which ones they want to rent or take out, they are making a lot of noise, so we've had to step outside. But I did have a really good quick look around.
Well,
and what I could see, oh, there's such a selection in there. They have like a miniature little kitchen for the kids, a big red fire truck. There are dolls' houses. There are stables, horses, you name it. But as I was saying earlier, there are 900 toys here.
Wow.
So I'll be here all day if I start listing all of them.
Yeah.
But Jill has more information and she's by my side.
Hello, Jill.
Hi, Ray.
Hiya. How
How's
are you?
Doing?
Jill Kennan.
Good, thanks. Yes.
K-E-N-N-O-N. Is that how you spell it?
That's right, like Lennon, but with a K.
Yeah, I've never met a Kennan before.
My husband's American, so that's where the name comes
from.
Ah,
that's where the name comes from, right.
Yeah.
And where did the idea for the toy library come from?
The idea for the toy library. It's not a new concept. Toy libraries have been around for a century elsewhere in the world. It's just when I had my own first child, realising the amount of waste that goes on in the toy industry and how they outgrow toys very quickly. And our local book library had a selection of toys, but you couldn't actually borrow them. You could play with them, but you couldn't take them home. So my friend and I were like, oh, wouldn't it be a cool idea to start a toy library? And then 4 years later, here we are.
Yeah. So where do you get the toys from?
To begin with, it was completely via donation. We put out a call out in the local community and we asked people if they had any nice, good quality, complete, not broken toys suitable for the age range, which at the time was 0-6. And we got some lovely bits through that. Since then, we have fundraised and we have applied for grants and we get a bit of money here and there from Monaghan County Council. And we've expanded our toy collection, so we now have, as Sinead said, over 900 toys in stock.
Right, and you have to become a member of the library.
You do have to sign up to be a member, yes, but it's very, very affordable. That's kind of the root of what we do, is that everything is affordable and accessible to everyone. So it's €12 for 12 weeks, or 35 for the year.
And
you can take 4 toys at a time, up to 3 weeks at a time.
That was my next question. And how did you come to that, the 4 toys for 3 weeks? Is there any science behind that, or is just an arbitrary?
There's no science
thing?
Behind it. I basically did a bit of research and visited toy libraries in my husband's native Austin, Texas, and I visited one in my own hometown of Lewisham, southeast London. And so I kind of pinched a bit of this and a bit of that. And it's their science, basically.
But there is, I did read somewhere, and maybe this was Sinead's research, that the British Heart Foundation revealed that a survey of parents discovered that on average, a child loses interest in a toy within 36 days.
Yeah, well, 32, I think it might be.
Oh, 32, so, yeah, right. In
a matter of weeks, they've discarded, probably less in a lot of cases,
and
especially with younger children.
Do you have multiple versions of particular toys?
We do. We
yeah.
do have duplicates of some toys, the more popular ones, yeah, we do.
So which are the most popular ones?
At the moment, I would say the big toys, the ride-on toys, things like tricycles, people are looking to try out before possibly investing in.
Yes.
Because they're a big expense for something that's potentially never going to be looked at. Also, the wooden climbing frames, the Pickler, the Montessori triangle climbing frames, they're super popular. We have rainbow stepping stones, which are, there's always a waiting list for those.
Yeah.
Soft play, we have a couple of soft play sets that we rent out for kind of parties. They're really popular as well.
And how many more toy libraries are there in Ireland, do you know?
That we know of. Okay, we recently set up a national association of toy libraries called Toy Libraries Ireland. And we, through that, we put a little map together of existing facilities elsewhere. So there's one down in Ballincollig in Cork. There's another in Clonmel, Tipperary. We know of Banbridge, and we know of Derry, and we know of Dunlow. And there's also the Toy Box in Dublin, which they do sensory play sessions, but you can take a toy home with you.
Great.
So it's quite a, you know, if you compare it to somewhere like Australia, where, say, every town has a toy.
Well, it has one, yes. Well, maybe that's the future for us as well.
Big time.
From the future to the past, quick question. What was your favourite toy growing up, Jill?
Oh, my gosh. I had a teddy called Teddy.
All right,
the original.
Well done. How did you come up with the name? Jill Kennan, CEO of Toy Library up in Carrickmacross. Thanks so much. Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks
to you both. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.